Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA, week two of high school football coming your way on Friday nights. And we're pleased to be joined now by Perry LeCompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore. Tough season opening loss last week. You saw a very good team and a legit team in the 1A class in Rossville. 35-14, coach, the final score. The initial thoughts on the season opener last week.
You're correct. Very good football team. Extremely well coached. Their kids play extremely hard. And it's a good challenge for us first week out. And, you know, we're going to take some things out of that game that we can go get better and improve ourselves. 21-14 ball game at half, right before half. We're down. Got a play that gets us inside the 10 and end up with a penalty on it. So we're hoping to put points on the board at that point but come out empty. But, you know, there's a lot of good things we can build on. And I was happy with our kids handling the tough conditions and just looking forward to get back to practice and getting better this week.
Yeah, more specifically about the offense. I know last season it was a struggle at times, you know, to consistently move the ball and put points on the board. The fact game one here with a little bit of turnover against a team of that caliber, you guys are able to find some movement and some points early on in that game. Just positivity. You mentioned a lot of positive things. I would think you could probably take a lot from the offensive side.
Yeah, and just, you know, we got to clean up some things. And you know, so you get in there and really start shooting live bullets, and you got a team over there that's doing things defensively and trying to slow you down. You get to see exactly what you need to fix. And but again, I thought our guys played with some really good effort, and there are some definite things we can take out offensively as we found some things maybe we can hang our hat on and then know what we can go get better at this week.
Give us a few standout players. Who really stood out to you and the coaches? Who played well? Who caught your eye? Who are you liking, you know, after week one and going into week two?
I thought just overall offensive. I mean, Tanner ran the ball. He broke off a long run for us. Tanner Weed playing our tailback for us. And, you know, his one touchdown run, he broke three tackles getting himself in there. We didn't block it exceptionally well, but a great individual effort on his part to go ahead and find the end zone and do that. I just like our group, man. They compete hard. They're coachable. We came in Monday and looked at some tape and got some corrections going. And just excited about this group, and they're ready to get back after it again this week.
Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. Week two matchup. It's the home opener for the cause. They'll take on Hiawatha. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. Perry LeCompton, the home opener on Friday night. Coach, how nice is it going to be to have that first game here in 2026 in front of the home fans?
Yeah, excited to get back home. And, you know, with the improvements, we got new lights on the field this year with all the other improvements that we've done around here. And it's always fun to play at home, and it'll be good to get out in front of the home crowd.
Let's talk about the matchup. You get the Hiawatha Redhawks, very familiar opponent, of course, in the Big East. And, you know, they did have probably as much turnover as any team in the league coming into this season. You know, they're playing a lot of freshmen and sophomores here early. And they had a tough draw out the gates on the road at Baldwin, a team that won the 4A basketball championship a year ago and won five games. And, you know, just a tough, you know, overall start for the Redhawks. But what do you see from them and the challenges that they can present to you guys on Friday night?
Well, yeah, offensively, it starts right there. They run a lot of option football, and that challenge right there is something you don't see very much right now. So we're going to have to be very good defensively and making sure we're assignment sound. You know, defending option football requires a lot of discipline. Guys have to stay locked in on what they're doing. We have to make sure we take care of dive, quarterback, pitch, and the different wrinkles they bring at that, running triple option football. You know, yeah, they're young, but, you know, sometimes young guys don't know any better, and that's scary. They're just going to go jump in and go play hard. We've all been there at some point in our career where we've had to put a bunch of pups on the field. But I'm sure they're going to play hard for their coach and their staff, and, you know, they're going to present a challenge for us that we got to be ready to play.
Is the expectation for the biggest week-to-week improvement, is it usually or tend to be the week one to week two?
That's pretty typical, yeah, because like you said, we – you know, went out there and we saw some things, and we got some corrections done. And, you know, that's our focus this week. We're talking about we got to take care of us. We got to make sure that we're getting better and that we're doing those things that are going to allow us to be successful, that we're doing those things correctly, fundamentally, mentally, assignment sound, and with all the effort that it takes to be successful in this game.
There it is. Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. Always appreciate the few minutes. Cause home opener on Friday night, the week two matchup. They'll get Hiawatha. We'll have that for you multitude of ways. KNZA 103.9 and on the Hiawatha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, can't thank you enough for the time. As always, good luck on Friday night, and we'll talk to you next week prior to week three.
You bet, Brandon. Always good talking to you.